because I'm a teenager of the 60s, and everybody that was popular during the 60s no longer exists. So therefore, the groups now, the only thing I hear the music, I know the song when I hear it, but if you ask me who's singing it or who's playing it or who's doing it, I can't tell you a thing.
Does the term blues mean anything to you? Mm-hmm. You care for that?
Some jazz, not all.
Would you say blues or use some other designation?
Oh yeah, I would use the word blues.
Okay. All right, I want to ask you just a very broad question that just has to do with language, basically, and speech. Do you have any notions of correctness in speech that you feel strongly about? Does the way most of your friends talk coincide with your ideas for correctness, or are there some things that they say that really irk you?
My friend, you mean now?
Yeah, or at any time.
Oh.
Does a certain style of speech or speech habit really?
Well, I don't particularly care for profanity. Mm-hmm. So therefore, and my friends know this, and so that's the only thing that, so far as speech habit is concerned, that irritates me. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not saying your question quite clearly.
No, your answer is, you know, perfectly legitimate. But it is such a broad question. Right. What about, are there any matters of pronunciation or grammar that you feel strongly about? Do you feel people should use a certain kind of pronunciation or a certain style, you know, grammatically in their speech? Or
well,
if somebody says ain't continually, does that bother you?
No, not really, because I grew up hearing the word ain't. Mm-hmm. Ain't. Mm-hmm. And but I realized that in relating to my students, I realized that they must learn to communicate effectively, and some of the habits that they learn as they grew up, just as I did, that they simply must strive to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about black students in particular?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like what, for example?
What you mean, like what? Well, I mean, the speech habit itself.
Something to be overcome.
Oh, I mean,
specifically, yes.
Primarily, I feel, because of our heritage, we have a problem, especially when it comes to, give you a particular example. Just the other day, one of my students asked me a question, and she said, "It don't." And I took a piece of paper and I wrote, "It doesn't." And so she and I didn't say anything, I just pointed to "it doesn't." And so she saw it, and just a few minutes later she said, "It don't" again. So my point is that she is so used to using the term, the verb and subject, "it don't," mm-hmm, so frequently, until pronouncing it correctly is a major chore for her. Yeah.
Would you characterize that particular type of usage as, would you associate it solely with black?
Well, no, but since in my teaching experience has been mostly related to black students. Mm-hmm. This is my experience with the high school in which I taught was integrated, but the school was predominantly black, mm-hmm, so that means I haven't had that very much experience with white students in the South, so that's why I have to use the group in which I've worked with. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that is totally a black problem, I'm not, mm-hmm, saying that, but what I'm saying is from the experience I have had with my students, mm-hmm,